Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news, brought to you by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element.fm and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. Today marks a milestone in game industry gatherings as the GDC Festival of Gaming prepares to celebrate its 30th anniversary this year. Organizers expect an impressive crowd, with nearly 30,000 attendees and over 1,000 speakers all sharing knowledge across more than 700 sessions. This year's big update? The new Festival Pass, offering access to more networking spaces at an affordable cost, making it easier for developers, indie creators, and even keen gamers to connect. GDC has always been a powerhouse hub for the latest tools, trends, and partnerships in the world of games. And this anniversary promises to be rousingly global and inclusive. Industry updates show more than just big events are evolving. Game development itself is going through a transformation. Developers are putting player voices front and center, as seen by Epic Games' latest move, allowing creators to keep 100% of V-Buck sales through 2026. This means greater revenue potential for developers working within Fortnite and highlights a growing trend, the embrace of community-driven ideas and feedback. And while we're talking feedback, Sony's new franchise rewards program is an ingenious way for the studio to connect more closely with its players. Gamers who achieve certain milestones within major PlayStation franchises will be able to claim exclusive physical rewards, making in-game achievements feel even more meaningful. Sony has already seen an uptick in player engagement, and early reception has been enthusiastic, with fans eager to level up both digitally and in the real world. Meanwhile, two highly anticipated games, Borderlands 4 and Phantom Blade Zero, are stirring up excitement for their player-focused mechanics and innovative design. Borderlands 4 is rumored to introduce mechanics inspired directly by player suggestions, blending that signature chaotic charm with game systems that react to community input. Phantom Blade Zero, on the other hand, is turning the classic boss fight on its head, with boss encounters that adapt and evolve based on your in-game decisions and strategies. As one tester noted, beating a boss in Phantom Blade Zero is less about rote memorization and more about adapting on the fly. Players must strategize, rethink their approaches, and adjust in real time. Shifting gears, let's talk about the standout new releases making waves this week, starting with Micro Macro, Downtown Detective. This game is delighting puzzle fans everywhere, thanks to its intricate hand-drawn visuals and twisty narrative threads that beckon you to put your detective hat on. Players can unravel mysteries at their own pace, piecing together clues scattered throughout a vibrant city scene, with each puzzle more clever than the last. For those who prefer cooperative play, Pal World. Pal Farm mixes monster catching with farming sim elements in a way that encourages teamwork and collaboration. You and your friends can tend crops, care for your pals, and work together to build a thriving community. On the RPG front, Monster Hunter Wilds just dropped a limited time discount, slashing prices to $47.94 until September 28, 2025. This latest entry expands on the franchise's signature action RPG mechanics, immersing hunters in sprawling new environments packed with awe-inspiring monsters and pulse-pounding encounters. And while we're on the topic of games with buzz, Hideo Kojima and his studio have partnered with Xbox Game Studios to unveil OD, a title that's already generating shivers across the gaming community. Powered by Unreal Engine 5, OD's chilling trailer teases a story of psychological horror, rich narrative layers, and cinematic tension, deepening Kojima's reputation for visionary game creation. Many fans have pointed to the haunting visuals and ambiguous motifs, suggesting that OD could set a new bar for narrative-driven fear in gaming. Staying within the realm of immersive experiences, Rockstar's NoPixel 5 update has transformed Grand Theft Auto role-playing opportunities. With robust community feedback tools, players are crafting unique narratives together, pushing the boundaries for creative multiplayer storytelling. And interactive narratives aren't stopping there. Fans can expect a new adaptation of Death Stranding, with early footage promising a fresh take on its post-apocalyptic world. Alongside that, there are several new projects bubbling behind the scenes, all hinting at a bold future for interactive storytelling. Looking ahead, PlayStation fans have their calendars marked for September 24th, as Sony prepares to host the anticipated State of Play broadcast. The main event? A deeper look at Saros, the long-awaited sequel to Returnal, plus gameplay previews and insight into upcoming PlayStation experiences. Fans are already buzzing about a possible reveal of new mechanics and environments. And Sony hints at some surprise announcements that may steal the show. In other launch news, Sonic Racing Crossworlds is speeding up the Steam charts, boasting a remarkable 98% positive rating from players. The game's mix of classic racing mechanics, inventive track design, and modern features has won over both purists and new fans alike. It's a tribute to both tradition and experimentation, a blend that's repeated in other current favorites, like the newly updated Slime Rancher 2. Slime Rancher 2's recent update is loaded with new content and reflects how closely the developers are listening to their vibrant player community. Dedicated fans will find quality of life improvements, added challenges, and plenty of surprises tucked into the world's oozing, bouncy landscapes. Maintaining fairness and fun is always a challenge in online play, and the newest anti-cheat systems in Broken Arrow are earning praise from players. These updates aim to give fair competitors a smooth, enjoyable experience, demonstrating how technical advances are looped into the ongoing push for game integrity. Speaking of competition, the Delta Force esports tournament reached its thrilling conclusion, with Team Q9 crowned as champions after an electrifying final match. Esports fans were treated to clutch plays, emotional moments, and expert commentary, reminding everyone just how vibrant the competitive gaming scene remains. Elsewhere in the industry, Nintendo's making waves after the Japan Game Awards 2025 with teasers for new features and support for legacy franchises. The company has acknowledged player concerns about Pokémon Legends, ZA, and is reportedly working to optimize its performance for next-generation consoles. This move underscores Nintendo's ongoing commitment to address community expectations, from competitive balance to accessibility and replay value. And in the ever-expanding realm of mobile games, we're tracking the much-anticipated Secrets of Paradise, an adventure title set to captivate on-the-go gamers. Not to be left behind, Marvel Contest of Champions is rolling out major content updates, with new events and playable heroes arriving this month. Mobile gaming's reach continues to grow, drawing in audiences from all walks of life, with everything from story-driven RPGs to fast-paced action experiences. Beyond headline launches, several intriguing indie and mid-tier titles are building their own buzz on the horizon. Cladonex 3 and Toa and the Guardians of the Sacred Tree are hotly anticipated, each promising to expand on their predecessors' mechanics with fresh stories and twists. Meanwhile, Disney Dreamlight Valley continues its cadence of updates, introducing new realms, cosmetic rewards, and content for its devoted fan base. The magic formula? Consistent updates, community surveys, and transparent communication, turning Dreamlight Valley into a blueprint for player-focused content delivery. On the note of player-driven decisions, Konami is grabbing headlines by actively seeking fan input for a potentially major remake of the legendary Metal Gear series. The company has launched a detailed survey ahead of Tokyo Game Show 25, inviting fans to share wishes, concerns, and nostalgia-fueled requests. This approach not only builds anticipation, but sets a new standard for how legacy franchises can engage with their communities. Looking at broader trends, it's clear that player-centric content, refined multiplayer experiences, and rich narratives are defining modern gaming. OD and Monster Hunter Wilds top the list of examples, each promising new forms of excitement and creative exploration. And as the industry evolves, so do the tools that power our play. A recent in-depth review of the OXS Storm A2 headset spotlights how technical improvements are elevating immersion and comfort. Audio quality, wireless performance, and comfort all scored high marks, with reviewers singling out its spatial audio capabilities for VR and first-person games. Of course, no week in gaming news is complete without a touch of humor. A quirky bug in Borderlands 4, playfully dubbed cricket jumping, lets characters achieve gravity-defying leaps. Developers, rather than removing the glitch outright, are considering implementing it as an Easter egg for dedicated players, in line with the game's tongue-in-cheek reputation. For players craving new challenges, excitement is mounting for Xenotilt, the spiritual successor to Demon's Tilt, promising thrilling pinball action on the Nintendo Switch. Early previews show expanded table layouts, new power-ups, and dynamic boss encounters that inject complex strategy into the fast-paced action. Fans of action RPGs should also keep an eye out for Stellar Blade's upcoming downloadable content, which is set to expand the universe's lore with explosive new missions and cutscenes. Studio Shift Up promises layers of excitement and new story arcs that build on the existing fan-favorite foundation. Community reactions are a driving force, as highlighted by the recent release of the Mad Moxie bundle in Fortnite. The bundle has sparked major hype, but also frustration among Save the World enthusiasts, who feel sidelined by Epic's focus on Battle Royale. Online debates have erupted as players express concerns about balance, mode support, and Epic's commitment to every segment of its audience. It's a clear illustration of how developers must constantly listen, adapt, and respond to passionate feedback in real time. RC Raiders is another headline-grabbing title. Embark Studios will hold a Server Slam open test between October 17th and 19th, with the official launch slated for October 30. Pre-orders have gone live for two editions, each with special in-game rewards, giving early participants an edge and ensuring strong engagement right out of the gate. Fans are excited to dive into the game's lore, test extraction mechanics, and provide feedback to developers eager to perfect their vision. As we round out our news cycle, there's an unmistakable sense of vibrancy, creativity, and collaboration shaping the current gaming landscape. Game development and player experience are more interwoven than ever, with feedback systems, content updates, and player-driven events guiding the path forward. This wide-ranging ecosystem supports everyone, from competitive pro gamers and creative indie devs to casual fans discovering their next favorite title. Whether you're jumping into a brand new adventure, revisiting a classic, or sharing your voice in a developer forum, you're helping shape the games of tomorrow. That wraps up today's episode, rich with launches, updates, community events, and nostalgia-fueled reveals from the heart of gaming. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.